Welcome to Ignite One Worship Center. I'm Apostle Anthony McCoy. May the Lord God bless you this morning. We are so excited that you will join this Facebook Live. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support. I believe that this is the day that the Lord has made. And the scripture says that we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I know you got something to be glad about this morning. If you don't have anything that you think that you can be glad about, let me just give you one thing that you can be glad about. If you're listening to my voice, he woke you up this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's enough for you to rejoice, amen, and make it your choice. Let me read the scripture to you this morning, and we will pray and get into the word of God. I believe that God has given me a word this morning that will be a blessing, hallelujah, to you and your house. Glory to God. Here it is, amen, Psalms 95. Glory to God. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of the wilderness. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among the people. For the Lord is great, hallelujah, and greatly to be praised. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you this morning. Jesus, you are the lover of our soul. And we set you in your rightful place this morning. Hallelujah. Before we ask you, glory to God, for anything, we posture our hearts and we lift our hands to thank you, glory to God, for everything. There's no God like you. You are King of King and your Lord of Lord. There's none beside you. There are none above you. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, for the grace of God. Thank you this morning for mercies we did not see. We thank you this morning that we sit in a blessed place. You've called us to sit in a heavenly place, glory to God, in Christ, hallelujah. And we honor you, God, that we can decree and declare that all things work together for our good, hallelujah. You are the Lamb, hallelujah, of glory. You are, hallelujah, the bright and morning star. You are El Elyon, hallelujah, Adonai, El Shaddai, glory to God. Thank you this morning for the grace and glory of God. I pray this morning, Father, hallelujah, that you would touch, hallelujah, lives, that you would save souls, that you would mend hearts, hallelujah, by the word of God. Open our hearts to receive the word of God this morning. Let it, hallelujah, my, be light, hallelujah, in our souls, that we will receive the revelation of your word and walk it out, hallelujah, as application in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for every family. I thank you, hallelujah, for every person under the sound of my voice. Thank you, hallelujah, for my queen, hallelujah, Prophetess Tracy. I thank you for what you're doing with Ignite One Worship Center. Thank you, hallelujah, for those, God, that are, hallelujah, like metal to a magnet, being drawn to what you're doing. We realize that we could do nothing and we are nothing without you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Father, hallelujah, let your word fall on good ground, that it would remain and bring forth the fruit, hallelujah, that will glorify your name. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Come on, right where you are, give God a praise. Give God a clap. Put your mouth on it. Glory to God. The Bible declares, amen, in Psalms 24, amen, that praise is a command of the mouth, amen, and a demand of the hands at the same time. Hallelujah. You got to add your mouth, glory to God, to your clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you this morning, and we are so grateful and thankful to you. Hallelujah. We've been teaching on this series, hallelujah, entitled We Are One House. And we're going to stay right there, glory to God, this morning. And we're coming out of Philippians chapter 2, glory to God, in the scripture. And we're going to be reading verse 5 through 11. And then we're going to go to the book of Ezekiel, amen, just 43, amen, just to tap in, amen, to that as well. Hallelujah. Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, don't forget that word, the form, in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, glory to God, and mark that word reputation, taking on the form, there it is again, of a servant, bondservant, and coming into the likeness of men and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Verse 9, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Hallelujah, of those in heaven, that's one realm, those, glory to God, hallelujah, under the earth, hallelujah. Those that are on the earth, that's another realm, and then those that are under the earth, glory to God, that's three realms, glory to God, hallelujah. Verse 11, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. If you will, let me take you to Ezekiel's, amen, hallelujah, chapter 43, verse 10 through 12. Thou son of man, show the house to the house, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they've done, here it is, show them the form of the house and the fashions thereof, and the goings out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and all the forms, glory to God, hallelujah, thereof, and all the ordinances, and all, glory to God, the forms, and all the laws, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form, and all the ordinances, and do them. And he says, this is the law of the house. Glory to God. Upon the top of the mountain, the whole limit there around about is most holy. Behold again, this is the law of the house. Hallelujah. So this morning, family, glory to God, I want to take for a thought and a theme for you as we look into the scripture this morning. We know, amen, that this particular text was a place where Paul was writing to the Philippian church, and he was encouraging them, amen, to really take on, amen, the attributes and the characteristics of Christ, amen, as a body of believer and a and people. It was that he was getting them to see how important it was, amen, to agree and walk in unity, walk in humility, and walk in harmony, glory to God, so that they can get to their corporate destiny. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I want to look at the text this morning from a view that maybe you haven't seen the way that the Lord has showed it unto me this morning. Glory to God. And I want to talk about mindsets that will hinder one house. Yeah, glory to God. Let me say it again. Mindsets that will hinder one house. Hallelujah. We are declaring, and we're going to continue to declare and decree and believe, glory to God, that as God is raising us up and as God is putting this, glory to God, hallelujah, ministry together, that we are one house. Glory to God. We will not be a divided house. We will be a divine house. Hallelujah. But yet and still, glory to God, amen, I want to be sure, amen, that we understand something about, amen, where we're going and then the opposition against what we're doing. Hallelujah. So I want to talk about mindsets this morning that will hinder one house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me just preface for you, amen, a little bit about mindsets. Glory to God. Mindset is a belief. It is a principle that governs, guards, and guides and generates how a person associates within and with the world in them and around them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mindsets determine direction. I told you that. Mindsets determine distance. Mindsets determine discipline. Mindsets determine development. Mindsets determine decisions. And even mindsets, glory to God, hallelujah, can be manifested as a reaction or a response, glory to God, to something. Hallelujah. Shama. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where the mind goes, the motives and the thoughts and the desires and the action follows. Hallelujah. This is why the enemy, this is why the enemy is always, glory to God, fighting in the mind. Glory to God. And if we could win the battle between our ears, hallelujah, we can, amen, progress. Hallelujah, amen, the way God wants us to progress, because we know Romans 10:17 says to us, amen, glory to God, that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. And how shall they hear? Glory to God, amen, they need a preacher. Glory to God. I come, amen, as your preacher this morning, bringing you your faith. Will you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is, Proverbs 23:7. Watch this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The Amplified, I love it, says it like this. Watch it, please. As he thinks in his heart, so is his behavior. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we talk about this mindset that will hinder, amen, one house, we're going to look into the scripture and see, amen, what I believe is a revelation of a difference between being a house that will stand and a house that will fall, a house that will be divine and a house that we will be divided, a house that will flourish, amen, and a house that will flutter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because, amen, it is the will of God, amen, that we be what he called us to be and do what he called us to do. Here it is. Let this mind be in you. One of the revelations, family, that the Lord, amen, gave me was this, that any time in scripture, whenever there's an instruction, whenever there's a command, whenever there is a direction given that relates to the word be, we will, amen, and we could pull a lot of those out, amen, of Matthew's gospel when Jesus was teaching, let this mind, let this attitude be, the Beatitudes, but we won't go there. But just the word be, watch this, such as become, or becoming, or be ye, whatever it is, transform, be ye, glory to God, change, whatever it is, or be strong. And then whatever comes after, amen, that verb, glory to God, as an action word to associate what you're going to be, glory to God, even the word be not. Watch it, please. This is always connected to a process of establishment through obedience. Glory to God. So whenever there's a command, whenever there's a direction, whenever there's an instruction that relates to the word be, whatever, it is always connected to a process of establishment through obedience. Hallelujah. That is why it is possible. Hallelujah. Even this morning, glory to God, for two people to be in the same church, sit on the same row, hear the same word, and one of them thrive while the other one spent all their time and energy trying to survive. Yeah, glory to God. Why? Because they don't commit to the process of establishment through obedience. Ooh, somebody grab that, get that. Hallelujah. I feel that in the Holy Ghost. So watch it, please. Here it is. Mindsets that will hinder one house. Notice the first thing that Philippians says to us, glory to God, amen, is let this mind be. And then that's verse 5. Verse 6 now begin to tell you and I, amen, hallelujah, how it manifests when you have the mind, okay? How it manifests when you accept, glory to God, and commit to the process of establishment through obedience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So it talks of, it said, and Jesus took on the form. So here it is. Now we go back to Ezekiel because he said, show the house to the house and show them the form. So watch it now. Here it is. Please don't miss this. The first mindset that will hinder one house is having the wrong form. Glory to God. Having the wrong form. And when I say form, family of God, I'm not talking about the shape. I'm not talking about the sound of the church. I'm not talking about the size of the church. I'm talking about the substance of the people in the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about the substance of being one house. And if we have the wrong form, glory to God, we can't be satisfied with being called, watch this, his house with our own form and not his. My God, glory to God, hallelujah. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul says, he says, having a form of godliness, yet denying the power thereof. In other words, glory to God, my God, here it is, please get this, here it is, glory to God, we can't settle for having good church with bad systems. Glory to God. Glory to God. We can't do church well, amen, and run from being equipped. That's why you need an apostolic and a prophetic anointing, glory to God, speaking into your life, because it helps, glory to God, to equip you. And when you are equipped, glory to God, there's a thrust that pushes you forward and stop you from being immobile or immobile. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Ezekiel's prophetic vision was encouragement to the people, watch this, that God is not done with them yet. Woo! Hallelujah. I love it. He's not done with me yet. Yeah, glory to God. Watch this. His will that God would regather them. That God would rebuild them. That God would restore them. Glory to God. And he said to them, there's a glory coming. Glory to God. And God wants to do more. Glory to God. As we unify. Hallelujah. As one house. But we got to have the right form. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to have the right form. So the wrong form will hinder being one house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Here it is, please. Watch this. Because the text is all about seeing Jesus' humanity, amen, and his exaltation to victory. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we look at it, we see his humility in two forms. We see it in two forms. In verse number six, we see the fact that Jesus took on the form of God. Hey, the form of God. He was morphed. Glory to God. He was the express image. Glory to God. He was God. Glory to God in the flesh. According to John 1, glory to God, and dwelt among us, glory to God. So he took on the form of God. Watch this. And the second form, verse number 7, he took on the form of servant. Ooh, my, hallelujah. So for us, glory to God, we have to, watch this, when we are saved, when we give our heart to Jesus, when we learn to submit and surrender, amen, our life to his will, we take on a form. Created in his likeness. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. But we must take on the form of a servant. Hallelujah. Glory to God for us to position ourselves for God to exalt us in due time. Ooh, my, hallelujah. So please hear this. See, Jesus took on the form of God. Jesus took on the form of a servant. Jesus' divinity was greater than his humanity. And because his divinity was greater than his humanity, hallelujah, watch this, the form he took on manifested itself in his humility. We got to have the right form. Glory to God. Glory to God. Watch this. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. Watch it, please. And then it says, it gives us the next mindset that will hinder, amen, the being one house. He took on the form. Watch this. And then it says, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. So watch it, please. For us, though, amen, the mindset that will hinder, amen, one house is a mindset of pride. So Jesus' divinity was greater than his humanity, and the form manifested itself in his humility. But watch this, please. Watch this. His divinity wasn't a part of his humanity. But his humanity was a part of his divinity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wasn't trying to be like God. He was God. Yeah. Glory to God. But because of our sin nature, our divinity is a part of our humanity. But his divinity was greater than his humanity. Glory to God. And then we are made, according to Peter, we are made to be partakers of his divine nature. Glory to God. So watch it, please, because we're made to be partakers of his divine nature. Glory to God. If we don't take enough, glory to God, and become a part, glory to God, then his divinity don't overrun, glory to God, our humanity. Did you just get that? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Glory to God. Teach apostle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So in order for his divinity, amen, to trump your humanity and show up in your identity, you got to take part. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of his nature. Wow. Wow. New Living, watch this. New Living Translation said like this. Though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his rights as God. Wow. Glory to God. Mm. See, watch and see, because you can go around trying to name drop who you associated with and they don't even really know you. Mm. Wow. Glory to God. So this is the wrong form. That's the first mindset that will hinder being one house. The second mindset is the mindset of pride. Glory to God. We know according to Isaiah 14, glory to God, that pride was Satan's problem. Glory to God. The Bible tells you and I, amen, glory to God, that he was called the son of the morning. Glory to God. And his name really wasn't Satan, it was Lucifer. And the scriptures say, how did you fall? How have you fallen? How have you fallen? Glory to God. Watch this. And it says, you came from heaven and you were cut down to the ground. Wow. Watch this, please. And you weaken the nations. Please get this. Don't miss this. If you're in a spiritual position, especially if you're in a leadership position and you are leading people, watch this. Your pride, amen, glory to God, your pride will weaken others. Wow. So Satan, he starts to go with, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will exalt myself. I'll ascend into the heaven. Glory to God. Amen. I'll lift myself above the stars. Glory to God. I'll sit on the mountain at the farther side of the north. Watch this. And then he said, I will ascend above to the heights of heaven and I will be like God. Good God Almighty. It wasn't enough. Watch this. It wasn't enough for him to be with God. Pride made him want it to be God. That's why we got to have the right form right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this. He did not want to just be gifted. Pride made him want it to be the gift. Oh, God, help me, please, somebody. Glory to God. Get that. Why? Because see, here it is. That's why, amen, that when we, amen, come together and it's one house, there is no competing and there is no competition. There is no, amen, jockeying and vying and plying, amen, for trying to be the one that's always in the light and in the front, glory to God, and has the biggest, amen, blooms and glory to God with the biggest cake and drive the biggest car and live in the biggest house and have the biggest voice and sing the biggest song. No. Because the body is not designed, amen, to be a gift. The body is designed and it operates because the gifted. Ooh, Shabbat. Glory to God. The gifted, hallelujah, they come together as a gift and connect to the gift. My God. Okay, let me keep going. This is too much of me. I don't even know if y'all gonna get all this today. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. So, again, mindset that will hinder one house. Number one is a mindset with the wrong form. Number two, a mindset that will hinder one house is a mindset, amen, of pride. Watch this. And then the scripture says, and he made himself of no reputation. Please watch this. The next mindset that will hinder being one house is Reputation. Reputation. When you see status over stature. He made himself no reputation. He had one. He was God. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's how sometime a person can shift, amen, into another place or another and come into ministry. Glory to God. And they're living and they are breathing and they're moving in their reputation. Glory to God. And they can't figure out why they don't fit. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's the problem with all of the challenges and the conflict? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of where they were. Amen. And now based on where they are. Amen. It ain't working. Why? Because sometimes. Hallelujah. We want our reputation to precede us instead of our representation to precede us. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh my God. Hallelujah. So watch this now. If we are going to be one house, amen, it's not for us to be a pride house. It is for us to be a proud house. We must endeavor to be a proud house. Glory to God. Not a pride house. See, here it is. In a pride house, you have folks, again, competing, complaining, and aiming for status. When they really should be only concerned and caring and committed. Watch this. For others, they only concern, caring, and committed to themselves. So please get this. Watch it, please. Watch it. Got it. Got it. Watch it. Reputation. Let's spell it. R-E-P-U. Stop. Yep, you got it right there. You got it right there. Rep you. Rep you. Rep you. So watch it now. Rep you. When we have the wrong form, when we become a house of pride, and when we end up in reputation, watch this, it becomes a house of selfish ambition and recognition instead of a house that understands God gets all the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rep you. And then the action associated with the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch it, please. Rep you. And then if you add the T to it, and leave the A-T-I-O-N, then you get this word re-put, right? Re-put. Re is again and the put. So watch this, please. When it say rep you, a person keep putting themselves out in the front again and again and again and again. It's almost like I will, I will, I will, I will when you're part of a we. Yeah. Wow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not a pride house, but a proud house. A proud house is a house that's concerned and cares for others and one another. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A proud house, there is no competition. In a proud house, glory to God, there's no competition. Why? Because there is a corporate submission to the vision and the mission of being one house. Am I giving you too much? Glory to God. So here we go. That's number three, right? If you keep in numbers, I think there's three. Glory to God. So here we go. 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 He says, let this mind be in you. Then it said, he took on the form of God, did not consider it robbery with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a servant. Watch this. And becoming in the likeness of man. We know that that's true. Glory to God, because the Bible says, again, in John 1:1, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and glory to God, and the Word, hallelujah, became flesh and dwelt among us. And then Galatians 4:4, the scripture said that in the fullness of time, glory to God, God sent forth his son born or made of a woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So watch this now. And verse 8, and being found in the fashion as a man, show them Ezekiel the form, show them the fashions, show them the ordinances, show them the laws, glory to God, of the house that they may do them. That's what he Ezekiel says. Glory to God. So watch it now. He became fashioned as a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. So watch it now. Watch it now. He humbled himself. He humbled himself. He took on the form of a servant. So here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Another mindset that will hinder being one house is a mindset of a house not willing to serve. Yeah, you got it. A house not willing to serve. Jesus took on the form of a servant. That word form is morph. It really means the nature and the character and the essence. Watch this. Not just who a servant is called, but what a servant does. Notice, I love this. Notice he didn't put it on. He took it off. Because, you know, we live in a day where folk take off service and put it on when they get ready. Oh, I'm sorry. That ain't none of y'all though. But glory to God. Yeah, it happens. It happens. Folks decide who they gonna serve. They decide when they gonna serve. They decide how they gonna serve. And then they'll decide, glory to God, that they don't even serve in that. Did you just hear what I said? Glory to God. It's called selective service. But no, we're talking about one house, and we're talking about taking on the form of a servant. He took it on. He took on the form. Watch this. He took on the form of a servant. That really means that when Jesus, amen, made that commitment to the will of God, amen, he took on the process of establishment through obedience, even to his own death. Wow. Whoa, Shammai. Hebrews say he learned, glory to God, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. Wow. Hallelujah. Somebody need to get that. You can learn it if you lean into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. He took it on. He humbled himself, took on the form. He took it on. He didn't put it on. He took it on. He humbled himself. He took it on. He took it on. He took it on. Glory to God. That means that everything that came with being God's servant, he was committed to it. Excuse me. He committed his will to it. Glory to God. He committed his heart to it. He committed his hands to it. He committed his spirit, his soul to it. Why? Because what was important was not really, glory to God, what he was called to do, it was who he was called to be and where he was called to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wow. That was more important than what he was called to do. Okay, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. He humbled himself, took upon the form of a servant. So here's another mindset that will hinder being one house. It's a mindset, or when we have the mindset of not willing to serve, then it develops within the house. Watch this. Within the house, you have people that have the ability, but they don't have no humility. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Amen. Wow. They don't want to be one. They want to be the one. Don't get along with nobody in no part of the ministry. Glory to God. Can't submit to no authority if they're not an authority. Oh, my. Jesus humbled himself. He became obedient. Amen. He surrendered to a process, y'all. He had to suffer. Watch this. For the cross, he had to carry. Because he the only one God chose to be crucified. Wow. Isaiah 53, who has believed thy report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow before him as a tender plant and a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness that we should desire him. Glory to God. There's no beauty that we... You got it? Amen? Hallelujah. And on and on and on, but he was wounded for our transgression. Yeah. Chastising our peoples upon him. And with his stripes, we were. Not are, we were. It's already. We were. We were healed. Glory to God. He just learned obedience by things he suffered. So here it is. Please get this. Not only that, he humbled himself. He took on the form. Glory to God. And so with that, he took on the form. He humbled himself. Glory to God. And he appeared as a man and became obedient. He appeared as a man and became obedient. Here it is. Don't miss it. I'm almost finished. Here it is. Watch this. Here's another mindset that will hinder being one house. He humbled himself and became obedient. Watch this. Not to death. That's why the scriptures say even unto death. In other words, if it would have said he became obedient to death, that means death had some authority and death had some control and death had some power over him. But it didn't say to death. It said even unto death. In other words, death didn't have nothing on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He couldn't die until it was time. He couldn't die, glory to God, until the will of God was. Oh, death. Hallelujah. Where is your victory? Yeah, you got it. Okay, here we go. Here we go. This other mindset that will hinder the house of God, watch this, is when there's a house where people refuse to die to their own will in order to live to his. Wow. Here it is. Matthew 16, 24. He says, let a man, watch this, that would come after me, deny himself, take up his cross, and do what? Follow me. In other words, if you're going to be one with me, Jesus is saying, you got to lay down your ego. You got to let go so you can go. Woo! Here it is. Self, this word can be defined, y'all, as all of our own thoughts, emotions, and desires that are not of faith. Wow. Or that quench the spirit. We know the scripture said, do not quench the spirit of God. In all of that, he took upon the form of a servant. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death. And Jesus had to go through the weakness of temptation and, glory to God, the onset of public humiliation for you and I to become one house. Glory to God. Please get this. Please get this. Please get this. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name, which is above every name. So watch it, please. When we refuse to die to our own will and live to his, please hear me on this. Please hear me on this. We end up being a house that cannot be exalted because we think our name is greater than his. Okay, let me say it like this. We got all of the bragging rights and we living by the reputation of our church name, but it ain't even in our nature. Ooh, okay, I messed you up. I hit your heart right there. You didn't even see that coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I meant to say it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch this, please. Watch this. When that happens, when we can't, glory to God, be one house and we cannot be exalted because we think our name is greater than his name. Watch this. It happens, family. When personality, begins to compete with his presence. We got too much of that going on in the pulpit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got too much, glory to God, celebrityism when it never was about, amen, how high you can go and how high people can lift you. It has always been about how high we lift him. Glory to God. Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. So watch this. We need the mind of Christ to have the privilege and the power to be partakers of the divine nature. Watch this. And then when we get it, yet if we don't have his mind, we can have it and misuse our identity. That means obedience to the will of God is more than just a decision. It is a divine mindset. We got to live surrendered to the ego of the spirit over our own ego. As many as are led, they are sons of God. Mindsets that will hinder being one house, the wrong form. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pride. Hallelujah. Glory is so mandilimisha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pride. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Possessing an ability, but no humility. Glory to God. Refusing, hallelujah, to die to your own will so that you can live out here. Not being a house willing to serve. Glory to God. Being a house of reputation with no presentation. Wow. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then all of this equates to the results of Jesus being obedient. Hallelujah. And God has highly exalted him and giving him a name above every name. Glory to God. That's why Satan couldn't give him a name. Glory to God. No matter how high he wanted to take him, there was no name higher than the name he already had. Glory to God. There is no, hallelujah, identity higher than the identity that you have when you, glory to God, understand that your obedience brings you to a process to become a son and a daughter of God. Hallelujah. Nobody can come, amen, amen, and give you more than what you already got when you learn how to surrender and submit yourself as a son. Hallelujah. To the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give God a glory right there for being a son. Give God a glory right there for understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What it takes, amen, for us. What it's going to take for us to be one house We're going to have to submit ourselves to the will of God. Surrender ourselves, glory to God, to the will of God. Make sure there's no personality, glory to God, there's fighting with presence. Make sure, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are willing to take up our cross, deny ourselves, die to ourselves, and let Christ be glorified among us, in us, and through us. As we become one body with many members, glory to God, we will be a lighthouse. Hallelujah. We will be, glory to God, honey. We will be a love house. Glory. We will be a liberated house. Glory to God. Hey, Shammah. We will be a secure house, a stable house, a sound house. Glory to God. Because, hallelujah, we want to see God glorified. Ooh. I challenge you this morning. As you're listening to the sound of my voice, hallelujah. Ye my shana my she, glory my sororunsa, handle me shikeada, rika, didisha. God want to light a fiery passion, hallelujah, on you and in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I challenge you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're not connected to anywhere, hallelujah, then get connected. This is a great house, hallelujah. The day you hear his voice, don't harden your heart, hallelujah. This is a good house, this is good ground, hallelujah. God wants to ignite you. Help us rise up, glory to God, and be a blessing and build, glory to God, and be better, hallelujah, and come together, hallelujah. Yeah, my naramashi, hallelujah. Glory to God. Posture your heart and believe that we can be one house, family of God. I pray, hallelujah, for you. Glory to God. If you need salvation, I pray for you this morning. If you need rededication, I pray for you this morning. If you're disconnected and you need membership, hallelujah. When our hands lifted and our hearts lifted, Father, we thank you. Ooh. And we glorify you for what your spirit has revealed. You've given us a revelation as a warning, an insight into an avenue that the enemy would try to come to make us the divided house instead of a divine house. Let the heart of your people receive and see. Hallelujah. Increase our discernment to recognize. Hallelujah. And unify. Glory to God. In harmony and humility and unity. Hallelujah, Father. That your name would get the glory. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. If there's a soul that need to give their life to you this morning, hallelujah. Oh, my shy. Your word declares that if we believe that Jesus is your son and you raised him from the dead, confess with our mouth, believe in our heart, repent of our sins, God, we can be saved. It can happen now at this moment. Hallelujah. If there's a person that knew you, hallelujah, Father, and got cold in their soul, hallelujah, and God allowed things and allowed life and even didn't know what happened, but they're not as close and they need to rededicate and rekindle, glory to God. I pray this morning that you would give them a heart to say yes again. Regather, glory to God. Restore them. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Restore them, God, to your fold. Connect them again. Let them know, hallelujah, you said, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. And as long as they're breathing, there's opportunity. Hallelujah. Yes, God. And there's those that may be seeking and searching, had a church experience, God, that caused them, Father, to fall out. But this morning, I decree and declare, I prophesy that season is over. You're calling them back home. You're calling them back to the fold. You're calling them back into one house. You're calling them into a house of love, a house of light, a house of life, a house of liberty, a house, glory to God, of your law. Hallelujah. Where there is, glory to God, no reputation, but there's a presentation, glory to God, that shines the light on you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If that's you this morning, no matter where you are and where you're watching from, glory to God. Hallelujah. DM us. Go to the website. Put it in the chat. Glory to God. I want to be new. I want to connect. I want membership. I want my relationship back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We believe God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Don't miss this moment. Hiya, my son. I stand at the door and I knock. Yeah, that's Jesus. And if any person open, I'll come in. Hallelujah. I'll come in. He wants to come in. Won't you let him in? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm not out of word, but I am out of time. I pray you've been blessed by the word of God and you got it in your spirit. Hallelujah. Mindsets that will hinder one house. Don't forget, you should see information about how to give, sow a seed, glory to God, return your tithes. If you don't have a church that you call yours and you are a tither, amen, you can return your tithes here. You can give an offering here, glory to God. But we love you with the love of the Lord. And we bless God until we meet the next time. Hallelujah. On Wednesday night, oh my, what a powerful Bible study we had, talking about our first, amen, access to the supernatural, the same access that Jesus had. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to deal with number two, amen, that second place or that second point of access this Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Go to the website, amen, igniteone.org, or give by Cash App at Ignite. $Ignite1 or Zelle, glory to God. Or you can cast, amen, go to ignite1 at gmail.com for Zelle. But we bless the Lord for you. Amen. It's all in the chat just in case I messed it up. Amen. Thank those that are behind the scenes making sure, amen, that it's right. Glory to God. But be blessed of the Lord. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And remember, hallelujah, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, amen, and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and may he give you peace. Ignite one. Invite one. Inspire one. We love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, shakama, don't say. Hallelujah. Ooh, my mind's